So prosecutors say they're not going to charge the 6-year-old boy in Virginia who was accused of shooting his teacher in the classroom. Y'all remember that happened a couple of months ago. The prosecutor says they don't have a law that supports charging a 6-year-old with a criminal offense, Sean.
Well, what do you want him to charge him with?
He got to get up out of here. He got to go to juvenile justice.
Intense counseling. Lock him up. He definitely needs to be reprogrammed.
He did something else. I think he brought a knife to school and did something to somebody.
I think he has a history.
Yeah,
this maybe child. trying to choke a teacher or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6 years old.
But BJ, what do you want to happen?
He's got to be punished. I mean, lock him up.
Where?
I don't know. I don't care where you lock him up at.
In a daycare?
No. If they got a jail in there, yeah.
DJ, I don't know.
Hey, look, man, I don't have no sympathy.
It's a 6-year-old.
On this 6-year-old who intentionally premeditated a crime against a teacher.
So you think he should be tried like an adult?
Close to it.
He got to go. He definitely needs some consequences, but, you know.
Okay, what are you going to say? Now, you know what you did was wrong, and we want to talk to you and, you know, work out your anger issues and. And that child be looking like this. As soon as I get up out of here, I'm going to kill you too.
I don't really know what you could do to a 6-year-old.
I mean, some people just bad seeds, man. Do you believe in that? Some people bad seeds.
Yeah, because you won.
No, I am a good seed. I'm a good seed. But that child right there is not some child that you sit down and I'm Don Quantavion. What we're going to do?
You know, I agree, BJ. Something needs to happen. But what? You know?
So what do you think should be done?
I don't know, BJ. Something needs to be done. This behavior needs to be corrected somehow.
A 6-year-old child with a heart that's cold as ice.
You think he has the mentality to... No, BJ. Uh-uh. No, this okay, is a well, child. His you brain baby, hasn't you babysit been him formed, completely formed yet.
Okay, we're going to bring him over to your house and let you babysit him then.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell him exactly what I want him to do. His name is BJ.
When you drive to work in the morning and you see people just barely missing you trying to get to work, they drive so fast, people run lights. Like, have you ever known a time where people run lights like they do now, Sean?
People always ran red lights.
Not like they do now. I mean, people don't really give a crap. They run lights like crazy. Like, it'll be at 3-4 cars that run the red light. Have you seen that?
I guess.
Oh, you one of the people that do that.
You know, you run the light and then you see 2 more cars behind you. You'd be like, good gracious.
That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so
everybody is in a hurry.
Accidents are waiting to happen. So I never, when the light turned green, I don't just pull off. I'm like, I wait. I just can't believe that people are so reckless. They don't care about nobody's lives. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get out of the way when you see Sean coming down the road in that black car, that old black car.
And everybody get out of the way when you see BJ coming down the street with that jalopy because he got some ball tires. And I don't care how hard he brakes, it ain't gonna stop. BJ, the way you stop your car, you run up on the grass.
So Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend is suing him because she claims that Tiger tricked her and somehow she couldn't get back in the house. He kicked her out, but didn't tell that he was kicking her out.
Yeah, he sent her on a vacation, tricked her into a vacation, and when she came back, she couldn't get inside. When she knocked on the door, Tiger Woods said, "Who goes there?" No, but all jokes aside, Tiger is foul for that.
Yeah,
that's, you don't treat a person like that. That's inhumane.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, but, you know, when are these brothers going to learn a lesson, man? I mean, why he can't date? I would like to see him date a sister one time. You wouldn't have all these problems.
No, don't wish that on black women. Do not wish Tiger Woods on black women.
Why not?
You just kick somebody out their home and then lock him out and just treat him like some trash. He's a millionaire. If he wanted to dump her, he should have bought her a condo, gave her $2 million, and sent her on her way. Yeah, that's $2 million. That's nothing to Tiger.
Yeah, that's nothing to Tiger.
Absolutely nothing. Right. Anyway, no, foul.
Yeah.
Foul behavior. Yeah, degenerate behavior.
If he would have done that to his sister, that house would have been burnt down.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you listening to the show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being so provocative.
Okay. You think our show is provocative?
I think so. I just enjoy the commentary and on the hot issues, how you're not afraid to approach them and get different opinions about it. I just think that's really, I just really like that about the show.
Well, tell us what you like about the B.J. Murphy Radio Show. 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390.
It's the B.J. Murphy Show.
Okay, I really wanted to get on there. I wanted to be on the air and talk about you.
Oh, Lord. What you want to say?
I'm on Sean's side. I don't know what race you come from, but you don't know what you be talking about half of the time. You don't know if you black in between or mixed. You don't know what race you are. All you do is bash people. I'm just like her.
Fatherlessness, not racism, is the number one problem in America.
Racism kicked fathers out of the home.
No. What happened to why did our grandfathers stick around? Why did our grandfathers stick around with 11 people living in a one-room house? They didn't leave.
BJ, why do you romanticize things like that? I'm saying that it's a lot of good relationships, but a lot of those men were male chauvinists and they beat their wives and they mistreated their children.
Absolutely not true.
I'm not saying all of them, but some of them did. You're trying to romanticize sharecropping.
Have you ever heard of this word accountability? Because you skate around accountability. You always want to blame everything else except for what it is.
The man left.
He left. He didn't want to struggle through the hard times with the family. So he left and left the family vulnerable. That ain't have nothing to do with gentrification.
Okay, so BJ, that happens sometimes, but for the most part, racism is the cause of fatherlessness. They put men out of the homes if women got food stamps, housing assistance, health care. What are you talking about? If you lived in the projects, a man couldn't live in the projects with a woman. They kicked the black man out of the house. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that
racism
that's a part
is the grandfather of all of it.
But fatherlessness is based off you making a decision as a man. Just think about, if I made a conscious decision not to be with my wife and my son and I left because I had another woman on the side, or I decided I just didn't want to be a father.
You just want to push your narrative.
I didn't want to have any responsibility anymore. I just left and checked out. That's fatherlessness. That hurts
racism
people, and it makes
was the first
children
thing
unsecure.
That broke up the black homes. Racism is the first thing that broke up the black home.
Hey, I want to hear what you got to say. Join the conversation. 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390.
The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media and Urban Entertainment News. Our show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producer Sabra Robinson from our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina.